Well, we were prepared with our equipment to hopefully deal with survivors.
That's always the hope, says Tuntutuliak Search and Rescue volunteer Carl Andrew, that when you go out, it's for a rescue, not a recovery.
As we all know by now, with all the releases, the news, the reports, there was no survivors.
On the day of the crash, Thursday, Andrew was at work. He manages the Tuntutuliak Power Company. And at 2 p.m., he was ordering generator fuel when his phone rang. It was the village police officer, saying a plane had crashed nearby and Alaska State Troopers had given them coordinates. Andrew was needed.
I went home, started warming up my snow machine, got my warm stuff ready, had my wife fill up my service bottle, coffee. Get a few stuff in my backpack and went straight down to the public safety.
He and seven search and rescue volunteers, two health aides, and one village police officer headed out to find the plane. It had crashed about a dozen miles southwest of the village. They arrived at about the same time as the Alaska Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopter. It was about 4 p.m. Temperatures with wind chill clocked at about 20 degrees below zero. Soon it would be dark. The volunteers had time to only recover one of the bodies.
That first time we went out, we had no clue who was involved. But after we got back from the first day, I was starting to hear rumors.
That night, Andrew learned one of his friends had been on board. He and the other Tuntutuliak search and rescue volunteers returned the next day, along with many others. The day would be longer and colder than before.
The pictures of Antarctica, when you look out there and it's nothing but white and the wind's blowing across and the snow, that's what it's like.
Alaska State Trooper Joe Whittem snow machined from Bethel to the crash site the next morning with other troopers, as well as a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officer, an investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board, and two Bethel firefighters trained to extract bodies from wreckage. The stripped-down equipment made the journey longer than expected.
It was real windy. Some of the sleds that we had were real light, and so it slowed our advanced down as the sleds kept turning over when they're empty.
The winds blew a constant 25 miles per hour, dropping the wind chill to nearly 50 degrees below zero. The open tundra provided no shelter or barriers.
By the time we got there the next day, everything was starting to drift over and froze up, so there was no smoke, there was no heat.
The trooper's job, Whittem says, was to document the scene. Where people were sitting, were they wearing seatbelts, and what protective equipment was available. The cold made writing difficult.
You know, your dexterity in your hands gets really hard, but due to the equipment that we had, we were able to complete the job.
The responders loaded the remaining four bodies onto the empty sleds and took them to Tuntutuliak. From there, a state plane flew them to Bethel, where they were then loaded onto a commercial plane and taken to Anchorage to be identified. The crashed Ute Commuter Service airplane remains on the tundra. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.